Hello?
Yeah, you just called. What are you looking for? Maybe we can help you.
No, I was looking for to find out about my Medicaid. Do I have full Medicaid coverage? That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, I can maybe try to look that up for you and maybe see if you need home care as well. You can have a family member. It's a Medicaid that's on the program. So you can have a family member
Okay.
care for you. Do you have your Medicaid ID?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let's see. Oh my goodness. Let's see.
Or I can try to
Minute.
check with your date of birth and social.
I think I have it. I want to see if this is 410274. Wait, I'm gonna say it again. 410274 0513.
Let me see if it's available. And what's your date of birth?
October 19th, 1962.
62, okay. Okay, so your name is Angela Armand Bowler?
That's me.
Okay, so it looks like you have active Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
With UPMC as insurance?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah,
that's me.
Yeah, so why do you want to check?
So I was checking for that. It's because I am, how do you say it? Wait, let me get it right. I'm eligible for Medicare.
Okay.
March 1st, which is next month.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to get Jefferson Healthcare plan for that. So when I called them, they said something was blocking it. Did I have full coverage? And I don't know what they mean by that. That's why I was asking.
Okay, so this is for Medicaid. You just said Medicare. It's two separate things. It's not the same.
Right. Right. So, but I did need to know about full. Did I have full Medicaid? That's what I needed to know.
I'm not very familiar, but your Medicaid looks active and
mm-hmm.
Yeah, looks good. And looks like you are eligible for home care services as well.
I didn't know that.
What?
I say I didn't know that.
Yeah, I can help you if you have any medical conditions and you need help with daily tasks. We can help you sign up for home care services, and you can have either a family member care for you, and they get paid. Or we could send you one of our caregivers.
Let me ask you a question. How does that work? What do they need from me?
Right. So you will need an assessment done. So we'll have someone from a broker company have you assessed. So according, they'll just go through all your conditions and everything, what you need assistance with. And then according to that, the insurance will approve you for hours, like weekly hours, so the caregiver would be able to work for you every week.
Oh, okay.
And it could be your daughter, son, any family member, brother, sister, neighbor.
Right, right, okay. My oldest daughter, she had got approved for it one time, but she passed away.
Oh, really? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but I have a granddaughter. She would love to take care of me.
So I could take your information and then we'll send her the application to your granddaughter. So
but I need to talk to her first. Yes,
sure.
I need to talk to her first because I don't know her, you know, where she's doing. So I'm going to ask her first.
You can ask your schedule. Like you could do
your
schedule, however it works for you. Both.
Ouch. Right. Okay.
Let me tell you first, Angela, it's a process. It could take a few weeks. So maybe first I take your information, and then we start your process. And then once you confirm with your granddaughter, then we will take her information if she's interested in doing it.
Yeah, I'm not ready for that right now. I am not. Ouch. Listen, I have to talk to you later. So I had surgery. It's really bothering me right now.
Oh, well.
Ouch.
That's
ouch.
Good. I'm sorry,
so
I didn't call you
good.
Back, but if you're having pain, that you would be eligible for you.
Yeah.
Definitely, you can use the services then.
Oh, baby. I call you back. Oh, my goodness, because I can't think right now.
Okay, so you have my, this is my direct number and the caller ID.
I got it. I'm going to keep screenshot it.
Okay. So just let me know when you're right, available so I can take your information. We can sign you up so you can get the police.
Okay, baby.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
So much.